Good evening and welcome to The Blank Canvas, the show in which we speak about visual culture and creative community. I'm Amanda Coulson, I'm the director of the National Art Gallery of the Bahamas, and you're listening to 96.9 Guardian Talk Radio. Don't forget you can always download the Guardian Radio app and take us with you when you're on the move. Or if you are just old school like me and you have a desktop computer, you can go to www.guardiantalkradio.com and click the live stream button to listen to us magically through your computer. So tonight we're going to be talking about a little show that we have on at the National Art Gallery right now entitled Pot Cake. And it was the idea of our curatorial department both to celebrate something uniquely Bahamian that is something very much to do with our culture and who we are, and also celebrate Chinese Year of the Dog, and that's to celebrate the lovely pot cake. Everyone in the room thinks they're lovely. Anyhow, and it also was a way for us as the national institution to reach out and get to know some other artists in the community that perhaps we hadn't come across yet. So we did an open call, and the open call was for anyone to send in work about pot cakes, and then we decided which ones would be in the show, and we opened that a couple of weeks ago, and it will be up for another 2 weeks. But we're all here today especially because we're having a very special workshop at the National Art Gallery of the Bahamas this weekend, or is it next weekend? Next weekend, October 13th. And the Bahamas Humane Society will be on our property with puppies so that people who are interested in art and animals can come and spend time with the puppies and then actually make artwork based on the doggies and maybe even take one home. I have a bunch of guests in the studio with me tonight. I have artists in the show. They include Dahar Butler, who's a designer and illustrator, George Robinson, who's a video editor, and Philip Hairston, who's a visual artist. But we're going to start tonight with Kim Arena, who is the president of the Bahamas Humane Society and was also, in fact, on the founding board of the National Art Gallery of the Bahamas as she... And we're all very grateful. I was going to say she always reminds me, but I know. Kim, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
You've been a really hardcore supporter of many Bahamian institutions throughout your life. You were at the National Art Gallery for many years. You really helped the National Art Gallery get off the ground. When did you then switch from art to animals?
Oh, I never switched.
So it was always
both. I
just
did it all at the same time. Yeah. I started with the Humane Society in 1980. I was also very involved with the National Tennis Center and the Bahamas Lawn Tennis Association for years. Mm-hmm. And because I love sports, I love arts, and I love animals.
So sports and culture. We just need to get youth in there, and you could go run the ministry.
Yeah, I love kids, too. bring it on. I love kids, too, so that would be great. But I want to commend you and the National Art Gallery for coming up with this very unique approach to art, where you pick something that is very culturally Bahamian and ask the general public, in which there are hundreds of hidden artists that we don't even know about at the moment, and have them submit. And I think it was very exciting, and I'm kicking myself because I know I had some photographs that I could have submitted that are great, and I was just too lazy. But I think that this is a first step, and perhaps this is something that you can encourage more emerging artists to do, because we all know the well-established Bahamian artists, but for every well-established one, I'm willing to say there are probably 50 others out there.
Oh, I'm sure there
are. About.
Yeah, absolutely, and that was part of the idea behind it. I mean, also, I think it's really important for artists in the community to know there are other places too, like Dungalik and the Central Bank, and they should really apply to those. Because again, you know, we want to certainly support artists in the community, but at the same time, you know, any national institution anywhere in the world is normally only showing people that have reached a certain level in their career, right? So we understand that living where we live, the institution might have to play a different role and might have to find ways to support people early in their career. But again, you know, it's so we're trying to be a little bit of everything to everybody, which is also why we need to have more space. But that will be another show when we start talking about the new building we're going to build. But definitely that was a part of the show, and that's why we have some of these artists on tonight, to sort of meet some other people from the community who are doing work, and maybe are, you know, whether they're working in like graphic design or film or you know, falling like outside of that usual range of content that we show.
Well, for a long time I've wanted to do a show called It's Raining Cats and Dogs for the Humane Society and ask artists to submit a piece that either has a cat or a dog in it. and that we would then do the art show, we would sell the art, and we would take a percentage for the Humane Society. Mm-hmm. Well, you have completely inspired me.
Good.
To go ahead.
Well, great. That's
and,
what we're there to do.
Awesome.
So we are actually donating 10% of all the proceeds from the workshop to the Humane Society. So anyone that comes to that on Saturday, October 13th, proceeds will be going to the Humane Society. So, and I know that you really struggle to raise funds, and I know that you are not accorded as many as something like the National Art Gallery, and so it's really a big struggle for you. And I think one of the things we hoped for this show too was that, you know, I understand very well like the relationship the Bahamas has with dogs, and that can be like a very complex, and it's very layered, and it of course goes back to a really horrible and uncomfortable part of our history where dogs were used to keep people in line, and generally people of color. And then you know, when things changed, they still tend to be used to be instruments of aggression. So normally, very often people have a dog to keep people out of their yard or to, and so it as a community we haven't really learned to develop that relationship. And it's interesting because George's little documentary, which we'll speak about later, you know, there's a gentleman in there really speaking to that, you know, relationship and how, you know, we're not generally taught to love the animals, right? We're taught to fear them growing up in this country.
So
that must
problem.
Be a challenge for you at the Humane Society. And I think that's one of the things we wanted for the show to do, was to show that, you know, to be able to look at the potcakes with humor, with love, with care, and look at how artists viewed them and what they meant in the community in a different way.
Yeah, and I think it's brought in awareness, and we have we actually, the Potcake is an amazing dog. I know we're here to talk about art, but
that's okay.
They are unbelievably intelligent.
Mm-hmm.
If you bring a Potcake into the house, even an adult dog, they house train very, very quickly.
Oh, yeah. No, I got two adoptees from Bahamas Humane Society, and it was amazing how quickly
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
And, you know,
and they are very smart.
We have a Potcake in our country right now. Amanda Myers has one, who has won American ribbons for obedience and agility. So the Potcake can be an amazing dog, and in America and Canada people actually want to own them, so we're trying to get the ban lifted on how old they have to be to leave the country.
Mm-hmm.
Because we could send them to no-kill good adoption centers in Canada and the States and reduce our numbers of animals that need homes.
Yep.
While we do a massive spay and neuter clinics.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that we can reduce the amount of strays. Nobody likes strays.
Mm-hmm.
Strays shouldn't be out there.
Yep.
They're not happy. They're
getting
mistreated.
Into the garbage.
They cause a lot of trouble.
Of course.
So
yeah.
We at the Humane Society are actually doing a lot for humans because mm-hmm. we're trying to cut down on the amount of strays. And the strays bother the humans.
Well, and I think it's good that you bring that up, because I think a lot of people's argument against something like the Humane Society is, with so many people that need to be cared for in the country, why do we care about dogs?
Oh, yeah, I
and
hear
I think,
that.
And I think
ad nauseum.
Yeah, and I think that's an interesting thing to say, is that, of course, you know, culling the number of stray dogs,
don't
specifically
use the
aggressive
word cull.
Dogs, or, okay, well, then reducing the number?
Yes, reducing. Culling has a connotation of
sure.
euthanasia, and it
okay.
has been proven
mm-hmm.
that if you euthanize dogs on the street or packs of dogs, it's rather like humans after a war.
Mm-hmm.
More dogs will be born if there is a limited amount.
Mm-hmm.
If you do spay and neuter, the dogs diminish naturally.
Oh, that's interesting.
Nature does not suddenly throw in a birth spurt.
Mm-hmm.
And we can reduce the number of stray dogs. We can teach people what it means to be responsible owners, which means, guys, a yard
mm-hmm.
with a fence, with a gate that actually you're supposed to close.
Mm-hmm.
It's
yeah.
no, it isn't too much
well,
trouble
I always
to get
say
out
actually,
of your car and close
yeah.
it.
I say
know?
There's no such thing as a bad dog. It's only bad dog owners.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we,
because
we
socialize our own animals, and we teach them how to
yeah,
behave.
Yeah, but you see, the poor old street dog hasn't been socialized by anybody.
Well,
so
yeah, I know. That's what I mean. So we're actually teaching
yeah.
them how to be aggressive.
So
and how to,
we need to be aware mm-hmm. of what the Humane Society does for humans, which
mm-hmm.
is a heck of a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And then we need to step up the responsible ownership.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the children of this country who are actually teaching the adults
mm-hmm.
now. And that is absolutely amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we'll get there. We need more spay and neuter clinics. We
mm-hmm.
need more awareness. And we need the laws that we have in this country to be enforced.
Yeah.
Dead easy.
Yeah, and I think, I mean, part of this show, we always say it's visual culture and creative community, and I think, again, there's, you know, you need to think through problems creatively, and I think something, again, that came out of George's video, which I thought was really interesting, was somebody was talking about, because they're so trainable, and we have so many people living in this country who need assistance, that why can't we come up with a training program where people are provided with dogs to hear for them, to maybe help them with different disabilities? I certainly know our dog can open the refrigerator if it wants to. So again, like, and I thought that was a really, really interesting thing to bring up, that, you know, with all these dogs, why can't we start a training facility where anyone born with a disability or who becomes disabled gets given a paw cake, who's trained, and then that paw cake has a home, and they're such great friends. And again, I've seen so much about how they help also with psychological problems. You know, people that have suffered trauma, spending time with a dog will, you know, generally
it releases endorphins. Yep, it's a medical fact. But you know, they will always be protective. Mm-hmm. Because that is the paw cake nature. Mm-hmm. So no matter how nice and sweet your paw cake is when you go out for a walk or visit friends, when you're alone at home, I guarantee you the sweetest pot cake on earth will alert you if there is a noise outside, and will stand at your door, and he is willing to give his life for you.
Yeah.
That is just the nature of the dog. And we are so lucky to have the natural resource of these dogs. And we're lucky to have artists who recognize it. So I'm hoping that your guest tonight...
Yes, we are. Next two segments are going to be all about the artists.
I'm hoping that the next... Yeah. The artists that are here tonight and the other artists will maybe bind together with us and help us do a further show next year, Raining Cats and Dogs. And it's just been such a pleasure. And it was wonderful to be at the show. Yeah. And some of the pieces were wonderful. And I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, thank you so much. I think they were all wonderful in different ways. So, you know, and I thought it was also really nice. There were some professional, you know, artists that have exhibited at the art gallery before and are known to our audience, but also to mix them with, like, new artists. Some are working professionally, others are amateur. But I think it was a really nice kind of combination of people. And you know, again, like, that's what we always want to do, is have that kind of mix of everyone.
You did it.
Because
great
we
job.
Are, again, we are all, to a certain degree, we're all pot cakes, right?
Absolutely.
So we all came from somewhere
we
different.
All came
and
by boat.
All, exactly. And all got mixed up together. So that is Kim Arena of the Bahamas Humane Society, the president of the Bahamas Humane Society. So I want to thank Kim for coming on the show this evening to talk about the Humane Society and their work. And to let everyone know, don't forget that on Saturday, the 13th, the Humane Society will be having a membership drive and an adopt-a-thon at the National Art Gallery. They're going to be out on the lawn, but we're also having one of our workshops where we're going to be teaching adults and kids how to make artwork, but the artwork is going to be based on the dog. So you get to come with your kids, you get to spend some time with the puppies, maybe take one home, but at least make some artwork about that dog and share that, or learn to love our lovely pot cakes, and then share that love with your, you know, your circle. And then hopefully that circle will widen and... Yeah, we'll learn to honor and value those lovely animals. You're listening to The Blank Canvas, the show in which we speak about visual culture and creative community. I'm Amanda Coulson, the director of the National Art Gallery of the Bahamas. We're going to be right back with three of the artists in the Potcake Show: Dahar Butler, designer and illustrator; George Robertson, video editor; and Philip Hairston, who's a visual artist. So you're just going to have to hang on until then. You're listening to 96.9 Guardian Talk Radio, and we're going to be right back after this break.